When you're traveling through one of those dark patches in life, as we all do, the most important thing you need to know is that God is in the light business and He's right there in that dark place with you. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to the program as we take a look at the faithfulness of God from a different perspective. And do stay tuned because in just a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about a free daily devotional to help you live in victory each and every day in the promises of God. You may hear me talk about the stars in the sky from time to time, and that's because they just fascinate me. There are so many, and they're so huge and so far away. The universe is utterly incredible. The scientists tell us they estimate that there are at least a trillion stars. Well, what does that mean? Let's just start with a billion. Do you know how long it would take to count to a billion once each second? 1, 2, 3. Well, a billion seconds is 31 years, 251 days, 7 hours and 48 minutes. That's a billion. Now, a trillion is 1,000 billion. That means that a trillion seconds is 1,000 times as long. That makes a trillion seconds 31,688 years, 32 days, and a few hours. Isn't that incredible? And that is just 1 trillion. Now, a trillion times that 31,688 years and 32 days and a few hours, which would make it a trillion seconds, is just an inconceivable length of time, isn't it? And I'm just talking humble little ticks of a clock. Seconds. But now look out at the universe and consider there are a trillion stars out there, at least, massive balls of fire. And they're just the ones we know about. You can tell I love astronomy and mathematics, can't you? So why this dissertation on astrophysics? Well, simply this. This week we're taking a look at the dark patches we can go through in life. The difficult times, the times of depression or fear or loss or loneliness or financial crisis or retrenchment or broken relationships or sickness, that list that is seemingly endless in life. And when we go through those darknesses, they are so dark, aren't they? If God is God, where is He in those dark times, huh? Exactly, where is He? This series of programs is called Dark Night, Bright Light. And today I just want to establish that no matter how dark the darkness gets, God is in the light business. I'm just going to read you the first 5 verses of the first book of the Bible, Genesis. It's the beginning. This is what it says. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and He separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And there was evening, and there was morning. That was the first day. Now, I might hear you say, "Well, Bernie, that's well and good. You're talking about physical light here. That's fine. But what about God shining His light into the darkness in my life?" We're going to talk about that shortly. The point that I'm making is this. Creation tells us something about the Creator. You and I create different things because we're different. You might be artistic. You might be able to draw or to paint. And so given the opportunity to be creative, you'd produce this stunning picture. I can't draw for peanuts. You might be really good with your hands, maybe building things or maybe crafting things. Well, I have 10 thumbs when it comes to that. So what we create tells us something about who we are. It's the same deal with God. You look at what He creates and it tells you something about who He is. In fact, it's interesting to look at the order in which He creates this God. And the first thing He creates, the very first thing, is light, because it was dark. That tells us something about God. But what a light! We just think of the sun, But that sun, as I said at the beginning of the program, is just one of an estimated trillion stars. In the greatest understatement in the Bible, Moses writes in Genesis chapter 1, verse 16, God made two great lights. The greater was to govern the day, the lesser was to govern the night. Oh, and he also made the stars. Also made the stars. God is seriously into light. And it tells us something about who he is. And when you look at him shining light into our lives, there are so many references throughout the Bible about him wanting to do that. I'm just going to look at three very briefly right now. The first is Ezekiel chapter 10 and verse 4. Then the glory of the Lord rose up from above the cherubim and moved to the threshold of the temple, and the cloud filled the temple, and the court was full of the radiance of the glory of God. Isaiah in chapter 60 verse 19 says, the sun will no more be your light by day, nor will the brightness of the moon shine on you at night. For the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. And perhaps my favourite of all, where Paul seems to bring it all together in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. He says, for it's the very same God who said, let light shine out of darkness, that made his light to shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Can you see why I've called this little series Dark Night, Bright Light? Over these coming days, I believe we're going to be transformed by God's word about darkness and light. I'm going to share with you again from my darkness. You know, in life we all have them. 13 years ago, I had a major one. I lost everything that was dear to me. I guess in life we end up with one or two or three major ones, but then we have other smaller ones along the way that don't feel that small when we're going through them. Real pressure at work. It gets us down. Or interest rates go up and we can't afford our houses anymore. We have to sell, you know, all that stuff. And every time I have been through one of those darknesses, every time, when I've turned to Jesus and poured my heart out to him, his gentle light has begun to glow in my heart. The longer things went on, because we have to travel through that stuff, the darker it became out there, the more brightly the light of his love and his joy and his peace would shine in my life. The sun will no more be your light by day, nor will the brightness of the moon shine on you by night. For the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Light is such a wonderful way to describe what happens when we turn to God in our darkness. I can't find any other word to put it than light, a warmth and a brilliance and a radiance that shines in our lives. If you've just been through darkness, if you're going through one right now, if you're going to go through one in the future, the Word of God is going to shine a light into that place. Dark night, bright light. Love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with Jesus. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about a free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to him. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free, delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. It's God's Word fresh for you each day. To receive your free e-devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up waiting right there for you. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to that website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.